Why the tithe is sacred. Whenever a special deliverance is wrought on our behalf, or new and unexpected favors are granted us, we should acknowledge God's goodness by gifts or offerings to His cause. As we are continually receiving the blessings of God, so we are to be continually giving. Of all that thou shalt give me, said Jacob, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Shall we who enjoy the full light of the gospel be content to give less to God than was given by those who lived in the former dispensation? Are not our obligations correspondingly increased? But how vain to measure with mathematical rules, time, money, and love, against a love so immeasurable and a gift of such inconceivable worth. Tithes for Christ. Oh, meager pittance, shameful recompense for that which cost so much. From the cross of Calvary, Christ calls for unreserved consecration of all that we have, all that we are. With new faith and assured of the presence of heavenly angels, Jacob pursued his journey to the land of the children of the East. But how differently his arrival from that of Abraham's messenger nearly 100 years before. The servant had come with a train of attendants riding on camels, with rich gifts of gold and silver. The son was a lonely, footsore traveler, with no possession save his staff. Like Abraham's servant, Jacob tarried beside a well, and it was here that he met Rachel, Laban's younger daughter. On making known his kinship, he was welcomed to the home of Laban. A few weeks showed the worth of his diligence and skill, and he was urged to tarry. It was arranged that he should render Laban 7 years' service for the hand of Rachel.